WHFR.FM or call the station at 313-845-9676.
And you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Hey, what's up? This is Brandon from Mustard Plug, and you're listening to 89.3 WHFR from Dearborn. Rockin'!
That's right, you are. And we've got a couple more CDs queued up for before the band Morning Voices gets started. We've got This Last Breath, and they're going to be playing on Sunday at where are they playing? Oh, the Rack and Roll with the band called Material. I'm sure that's not the original band Material, but this is a new Detroit version of a band called Material. But This Last Breath is playing at the Rack and Bowl, and we're going to listen to something off their CD, Love Letters to Kill By, and it's called Away for a While, and you can check them out at the Rack and Roll. What a voice she has, This Last Breath, and they're going to be at the Rack and Roll Saturday night. Okay, we have a few more minutes left, and we got a couple more things we can play before the band get the thumbs up signal. So Doop and the Inside Outlaws are playing Saturday night at Jacoby's. We're going to listen to No Way to Live off their Blood River CD. Check them out, Saturday night Jacoby's.
Working when the red fire fills the night. And as long as you can smell that coke, chained up the gates and all they left was a dusty, rusted, empty ghost. And one by one, the factories fell and the job went down to Mexico. But I don't work for peso, son, so I ain't got no place to go.
Record.
I'm living downriver from a
and then here,
city, and then I ain't easy cause the wells run dry. My blue collar earns a fair dollar rent. It ain't no lie, but it gets us by. We work hard, but we play harder, and we always double down when the stakes are high. And if it gets heavy, down by the levee, we stand our ground when the waters rise.
All right, I got a thumbs up. We are ready to go. This is the Live Drive at 5, where we feature a band every week on Motor. And can you hear me out there?
Yeah, good morning. How you doing?
Hello. Can you introduce yourselves?
My name is Ian Lee Lamb.
I'm Tone Anthony.
Doug Woolsey.
And together you guys make up the Morning Voices.
Yeah, that's us.
All right, let's hear something from you, and then we'll get a story behind the name and more.
Okay, this is a tune written here by Ian called Daddy's Little Girl.
Daddy's little girl's from a broken home. She likes it close, and she likes her pillow talks over bows. She likes ironic tears, and whoever she fears can produce the most. She gets Foucault and she gets to go and say all the witty things she knows. She gets the writer's game and she gets him to put her name down on the page. She gets depressed, she goes out, she breaks some hearts. And when they're all gone, she saves all the pieces for spare parts. And she can't do better than to live. Stars move way too fast to know. Yeah, she could chase them down, she could relax, but oh, 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 oh. Daddy's little girl's from a broken home. She knows all the right places where all the right people wear all the right faces. She gets the hipster game, where deep beneath the clothes they're all just traces. She gets the clap and she gets to clap her hands for all the bands. And dust her for fingerprints and find the marks of all their hands. And she can't do better than to live. Stars move way too fast to know. Yeah, she could chase them down, she could relax, but oh, 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 no. Daddy's little girl's from a broken home. Chasing down, she could relax, but oh, 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 Daddy's little girl's from a broken home. Daddy's little girl's from a broken home. little girls from a broken home.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Morning voices.
Yeah.
Oh, they're very sweet for morning voices.
Thank you.
And we have a banjo out there, I hear.
Yeah, I'm borrowing Ian's banjo on this.
That was my particular banjo song. My dad bought it for me when my grandma died. He was from Kentucky.
There it is.
Oh, there you have it.
Very well. I was going to preempt that one.
Excuse me. So how you been?
Oh, I'm fine. It's nice to have you in the studio.
Well, thanks for having us.
And Tone is actually Anthony, is it Redka?
Yes, Anthony
and,
Redka.
Anthony Redka, and also known as Tone Around Town.
Yeah.
See you quite regularly.
Yes, thanks
but,
for the support.
We know him as Vicious.
I know him as Delicious.
You want the banjo?
Alrighty. Interesting name. How did you ever come up with that name?
The Morning Voices or Tone?
I heard the story of Tone. That's short for Tone.
Do you want to tell it?
Yeah, we were going to Cedar Point with our girlfriends, Ian and I, and I don't know, last fall or something?
He left out the best part. We had been drinking the night before.
Oh, yeah.
Late into the
night. It was pretty late.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had these terrible voices in the morning from hangover, I suppose. From just, yeah. So we couldn't sing at all. We're trying to sing in the radio, you know, on the way down. And, you know, Morning Voices sound terrible. You know, blah, blah, blah. So then Ian says, that'd be a good band name, The Morning Voices. And I said, it would be a good band name. So, but we should spell it M-O-U as in morning. And then
just to be different.
Then for like 5 months, we didn't do anything about it. You know, we thought, we really should do something, write some songs and, like, play, you know. And we didn't. And then, like, in January, you know, we finally assembled everybody, Doug and
everyone.
And, you know,
all three of you.
We added the extra. Well, it used to be four, but, you know, the other one dropped off. He had a busy life or something. So,
unlike the rest of them.
Yeah. So we ended up with the three of us. So.
Well, you sound real good.
Thank you.
So, what can you play for us next?
We're going to do another song by Ian called Elephants. It's a nice little
See
tune.
The Elephant.
See the Elephant. See, I say Elephants is a better title, but, you know.
Okay.
She had the one about the farmer where the circus was coming to town. So he loaded up his wares and he headed on down, and he got to see the menagerie on the way there. The elephant spooked the horses and spilled all his wares, but he got to see the elephants trample on the ground. Got to see the elephants trample on the ground. Got to see the elephants trample on the ground. Got to see the elephants trample on the ground. I headed down in 49 with a pot strapped to my back. Two bags of rice, one pair of boots, an old rucksack, and I never found no gold. No, the mines ain't like they told us, but I ain't gonna let a little thing like losing everything bring me down. Cause I got to see the elephants trample on the ground. Got to see the elephants trample on the ground. Got to see the elephants trample on the ground. Got to see the elephants trample on the ground. And you and me, we've been trolling this river for a while. We ain't never pulled anything up in our pants, but no dirt pile. And gold is just a rock, love is just a word. You are just a flock, and baby, I am just a bird. But we got to see the elephants trample on the ground. Got to see the elephants trample on the ground. Got to see the elephants trample on the ground. Got to see the elephants trample on the ground. And after the gold rush, the got to see the elephants trample on the ground. We got to see the elephants trample on the ground.
All right.
Thank you.
Interesting song.
Switcheroo.
Yeah.
Ian's taking banjo over now. Sorry.
All right.
We have to mark the sound guy. Ian's taking banjo over.
Yep. I will mention, you don't see elephants very often, but we have a cottage in Leamington, Ontario, and one time they had a carnival there, and they brought the elephants down to the beach, and they went in the water and took baths in that, and it was like, really awesome.
Elephants on the beach. That'd be fun.
Elephants on the beach.
I'll bet they never forgot that day.
Freaked my dog out.
Be a good time.
All right. So Ian's taking over the banjo. So yeah. We're doing a little bit of switching around here.
Yes.
You have a couple shows coming up, I understand.
Well, we have this Saturday at the Future Gallery in Centerline, Michigan, which is in the middle of like Warren at 10 and a half. Is it 10 and a half? 10 and a half in Van Dyke. And I think it starts at 8. And that's with our friend Jeff Jablonski. He's going to be playing. I think there's some other people on the bill that were added last. So that's this Saturday. And then at the end of August, we're playing the Farm City Fest in Ann Arbor. And that's August 30th at 5 o'clock. The plug.
Sounds like a good time. Are we ready?
For another song?
For another song.
Just not sure what we're ready for. I think we are. This is a song by Doug. It's called Guadalajara.
Guadalajara.
That's how you say it. Okay.
All right. You ready?
Sure.
Here I come.
We don't have a big audience today. My other motor team members weren't able to make it, so
it's well, your audience.
Yeah, it's enthusiastic.
Turn on your crowd machine. I know you've got one back. Just hit the button.
Hit the canned laughter from Mary Tyler Moore, 1970.
So, what can you tell us? I know you're in other bands, Tone and Niche with a violin player. That's an awesome band.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's me. That's Tone. Ian is a singer-songwriter of sorts.
He's definitely a singer.
Yeah. Oh, isn't he, though?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he does. You're recording a record right now, aren't you? Or it's done? You're mixing it?
It's recorded.
It's just now you have to mix.
There's just a whole lot of other stuff, I guess.
It sounds wonderful, and the songs are awesome. Anyway, hopefully that'll be released, in a week or two?
Probably. Well, the way things are going, probably another 5-10 years.
Okay, well, I can wait. It's good enough to wait 5 or 10 years.
We can, wait for sweeps or something.
Doug, what's your history?
I have a long, jagged history.
Strong?
Doug used to be in a ska band.
I was in a ska band for many, many years.
One of Niche's favorite from Tone Niche. She loves...
I was in the Parker Kings.
Parker Kings.
Okay.
I was the trumpet player. And then I moved on.
Yeah.
I was in a band called The Porters. That was R&B. And then I was in a band called Driftweed, which was country.
And Vujade.
Vujade. That was more of my...
Vujade.
Vujade. Well, actually, the band I was in was Le Ron, which was... It consisted of... Duane Leron, Ron Leron, and Touche.
I love
it. Yeah, and we had one hit. It was called "There's Too Much Stuff in This World." But seriously, folks,
too much stuff in the world.
Then I joined up with a funk band and toured around with them for a little while, and then
weren't you in the Temptations or something?
No.
The Temptations Review. That's
the Temptations Review.
Yeah, my girl.
I was talking about it, but moving forward in time, I met up with these guys, and here I am today.
In the morning voices.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You guys do sound good.
Thank you.
All right, so you got some more for us?
Absolutely.
All right.
Doug, you want to tell us what it is?
This one's going to take just a little while. Thank you.
That's it's horrible. The song title's called
A Little While. It's a bad shtick, but
it's terrible.
Okay.
It's terrible.
So are we ready for this?
Yes.
All right.
I know you don't want to hear an excuse, but it's just not my fault. So I'll do my best just to make it there in a little while. Bye. there in a little while. Little while.
In a little while.
And how cool is it?
You're listening to Morning Voices. And you guys have a MySpace site now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
MIPSACE. Yeah, a MIPSACE. That's what our stickers said. We made some stickers. Well, actually, my friend Nick made some stickers.
Why you gotta rat him out?
But they were free, so it's fine.
See if he makes us stickers again.
Yeah, I know. They're free, so it's fine. But he spelled MySpace MIPSACE. It was MIPSACE, and I didn't.
So we started our own website.
So we started our own MySpace page.
MIPSACE.
MIPSACE. Anyway,
but you do have the in the beginning of it, I believe. It's the Morning
it's
Voices.
It's the Morning Voices. It is the Morning. MySpace.com/TheMorning MORNING Voices.
You guys sound really good.
VOICES.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You sound really good. You really
did.
Thank you
very much.
It's really, really pleasant. So you're playing on the 26th at the Future Gallery in Centerline, Michigan?
Yes, we are. The future.
Welcome to the future.
Is that an art gallery or is it a club?
It's an art gallery, and they serve coffee and tea and stuff.
Watermelon. And
yeah, watermelon.
It's very industrial kind of.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
A lot of metal.
Cool little stage, but the stage is bigger than the seating. So that's kind of weird. But
so you
cool
can fill
place.
The house with
with us.
Right, we just everyone sit around on the stage.
We'd like to play there because really we can only get like my dad and my mom to come to shows. So it helps, you know.
Yeah, mine live up north, so they're no good to us.
Oh, yeah. Well, but your brother, he's good looking out.
He is. And the other one's just, you know, my brother. He's up north, too.
Ah, that banjo over there. Ian has a banjo in his hands right now.
Yes,
he does. All right. Well, we're going to try to get some more music out of you.
Okay.
What key is this in?
Something in the way she moves. F.
Be my pick.
Why don't you get it? Here, you need one? I got one right here.
I got it.
Tick tock, tick tock. So this is a song. The banjo is killer. So this is a song called "All of the World."
This is actually how it starts.
It starts with a tuning bit. Yeah, everyone's loving it.
Okay, this is live, folks, and they want to get it right, so we have to give them a little bit of time.
You have to be in tune, otherwise you sound awful.
No, you don't have to be.
Well, you have to be somewhat close. Sorry.
Okay.
Ready? Gonna burn out and we'll all be done, but you'll have
have all of the world. Babe, you'll have all of the world. He got pins and needles and blue skies in the spring. You got revolving moons and love for everything. You got streets and cars and your sights set on Mars. Ah, what good is it gonna bring if your heart's on a string? You got all.
Nice. We've got Morning Voices in the house, and that's involving Ian Leelam. Your middle name's Lee?
Yes.
Ian Leelam.
Ian Leelam. Anthony Redka and Doug Woolsey.
Yes.
All right, Ian. Together they make up the Morning Voices. And they're going to be playing at the Future Gallery on the 26th.
Correctamundo.
I also want to mention to our listeners that if you're not able to catch all of the show, you're driving out of the area and losing our signals, remember, you can always catch it at the MySpace site, not MySpace, our website, whfr.fm. And some exciting news is that over the weekend, our new webmaster redesigned it, and it's much easier to get to the podcasts. And we also have a photo gallery, so hopefully your pictures will be there in a week or two, and they can check that all out at whfr.fm at their leisure and hear you guys anytime they want. Technically it's for 12 weeks, but we've got a lot more than 12 shows on the site right now, so hopefully it doesn't take any off. But that is my promo and
promo.
We got to promote. And so you've got some more music for us, I hope.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The tuning song.
The tuning song.
Underneath you speaking.
Sorry.
That's what it's called. Talk and tune. Yeah, this song is a tune of mine called Ideas in Color. Color. It's fun.
What's it about?
Ideas in Color. That's what it's about.
Marvelous.
You ready, Ian?
Yeah. It's a banjo. It
doesn't
takes
stay
a while
in tune.
To get used to the room.
It's very true. Banjos are picky. All right.
Photographs.
Cottonstone carved epitaphs.
Cottonstone carved epitaphs.
Silly, sleepy, crazy belly laughs.
Silly, sleepy, crazy belly laughs.
Fall from your lips onto a path.
Fall from your lips onto
a path. To my bubble bath.
Guys are warming up and sounding real good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you a little bit about that Farmhouse Festival over Labor Day weekend.
Sure.
That's August 30th up in Ipsy. Is that going to be like a all-day thing? Do you know what time you're playing?
Yeah, it's an all-day thing. Starts at noon, goes to midnight, I believe. And it's all kinds of bands, local bands playing. Tone and Ish playing at 9. Morning Voices are playing at 5. Amongst other Ipsy, I think the Beggars are playing. I believe the Hotness is playing, and so yeah, it's just gonna be bands all day. And
wow, do you know if it's not a benefit, we can't mention price, but you know, is that a free festival or is that a
well,
paying gig?
It's like a donation thing. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I think that's
it's kind of like whatever you have, throw in the bucket, you know.
Well, a
or
lot
you can pay at ianleelam.com. Just kidding.
I know a lot of people are thinking about staying closer to home over there, you know, and trying to find interesting things to do, and that sounds like a lot of fun.
Sure. Staycation. Bands are free all day or for donation all day. It's a good time.
All right, and that's over the Labor Day weekend.
August 30th.
So, okay, and I don't know what else to ask you. What can you...
Maybe I should ask you... can we ask you questions?
What's your favorite color?
Yeah,
Oh, my favorite color. I don't know. Green. I like green and blue.
I like plaid.
I like brown.
Plaid. I wish I had plaid hair.
I like the comment just before you guys went to the last song that banjos were picky.
Well, I have an accordion, too.
And that's even
the difference. The difference between a banjo and an accordion is that a banjo burns faster.
Here, hold this. I'm going to get my slide.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You're in for a real treat, ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land, because Tone is getting his slide right now.
All right, we're improvising here. I want to let people know that next week on the Live Drive, we're going to have the psychedelic surf band Oscillating Fan Club.
Come back.
He's back.
Did I interrupt you?
Yeah.
My bad.
So, next week we're having the Oscillating Fan Club on, so just mentioning, giving them a plug.
I think I know them somehow. I don't know, though. No, but we're going to play this song because we think no banjo guitar outfit is really complete without a song about the devil.
Of course. It's a must. You've got to have some kind of devilish song.
This is the Devil's Den, and Doug wrote it at the crossroads after a really bad year.
The crossroads of Roseville.
Actually, I had a really, really good year when I wrote this one, but we'll just go with your story because it sounds a lot better.
It's cooler. It's better, yeah. Why ruin it?
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's like when you're watching the movie and somebody leans over and they go, "Do you know this is a true story?" It doesn't make it any better.
No, it doesn't.
Nice, like that slide.
Yeah.
Well, we have a little bit more time. In fact, the jump button called and said he's stuck in traffic, so we've got may have even a little more time than normal.
Well, we only have two more songs.
Yeah, we actually only have two more songs.
Let's make them slow songs.
I can make up one.
What do we do this on? Four?
Four.
Yeah, I think.
Yes. Immediately.
Okay, so this is a song, a nice little folk ditty that I wrote called It Wasn't a Storm. Listen for Doug's cool little guitar lick over mine. It sounds hip. It's hip. Right.
Very nice. So you guys are going to be playing Saturday night at the gallery in, lost my paperwork here, the Future Gallery in Centerline.
Yep.
And the name of your MySpace site is The Morning Voices. I had some trouble finding it. I didn't put the in there.
Come on.
Those lousy articles.
Yeah, I wondered why we weren't friends. And I'm searching around. I'm like, cause, you know, when we're going to do something, I always like to, you know, put it on the, and I'm like, where is... And so I finally found Motor Live.
Motor Live.
But I thought we were friends well before then. I was terribly disappointed.
Motor Live Drive at 5, it's like a nursery rhyme.
That's a lot of rhyming.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it? Motor Live Drive at 5.
Actually, we had a show called Motor that was a local show at this time slot. And then when we discussed going live, we were going to go Motor Live, and it happened to be the 5 o'clock hour, and it was like, that's perfect. Motor Live at five. So there then we threw the drive in there somewhere. So okay, it's been a lot of fun. I think you're about our we had a miscalculation. I think you are our 78th band. We started January of 07.
Oh wow. And I was really pushing for 79.
So we're number 78. I really wanted 100. I wanted the big, you know,
well,
100.
I understand you're getting an EP out soon, so maybe when we get to the 100th,
right here, <yeah. laughs>
maybe we'll have you back in a couple weeks, okay, when we get to our 100th mark. So keep us informed about that EP.
Okay. And I'll keep counting.
Okay.
And I'll say, look, this will be 100. We want this date. It must be.
That'll be in a pretty amazing breakthrough if we make it that far.
I'll only come on for prime numbers.
Okay. Well, can you come up with another one for us?
We've got one more, which actually works out perfect. Because we're still fresh as a group, so, like, I don't know. We've all been bringing our own songs to the table. But this song we wrote together, actually, and it's called The Other Side. Nothing, I'm just being a smart. Ready? Yeah. I'm not here for you, babe, though it might seem so. I've so many words, babe, but I can't let go. No. I'm not
here. Bitter lies we tell ourselves get us through
so.
When you're not there.
So
someone, please. Tell me before I start to care.
Very nice.
Yeah,
Very good. Nice Maybe. Job. Yes, you did.
That's why it was last on the list.
We were hoping it's like, what is it?
Go longer.
Yeah, actually, I saw this. It says the other side, and then it's got parentheses, ba 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 through the end.
Yeah, babas. Babas at the end. Okay. We practiced the other day.
Gonna,
Ian's like, let's baba. I'm like,
we
sure.
We were going to medley with Baba O'Reilly.
Well, a lot of bands, we end up, you know, having to fade them out and put up the jump buttons music. So the Bubba's would have worked really well if we
You want to do it
so
again?
No. No, I think we'll finish up. You don't, unless you've got something else you can ride out with.
Oh, no, we're all set.
No, we're done, I think.
You're
yeah.
done.
I think that's everything.
Okay.
We can do St. James while they fade us, if you want. Okay, we're done.
Okay, well, you're going to be at the Future Gallery in Centerline, Michigan, which is at 10.5 Mile in Van Dyke this Saturday, and you've got an EP coming soon.
Yes.
We'll hopefully debut that on the motor. And then on August 30th, you're going to be up in Ypsilanti at
Farmhouse Festival.
The Farmhouse Festival, which sounds like a lot of fun. I'm definitely going to find out more about that one and probably. Actually, I think I'm going to be at the Jazz Festa.
Come on.
I just remember.
Come on.
I'll be there in spirit, if not in.
Why would you do this to me?
I'll be your friend on MySpace.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, there we go.
Good morning. There we
good morning. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, voices. All right. Well, we're going to say goodbye and throw in a couple of PSAs and get out of here and make room for the jump button. So, till next week when we have the Oscillating Fan Club. Don't
Those
touch that
awesome.
Dial. They're good. They're,
yeah, they're
good.
A good time.
Alrighty. So, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, bye. Please join us Saturday, July 26th for the first ever WHFR record show featuring thousands and thousands of records, CDs, videos, and more by local, independent, and out-of-state vendors. There will be door prizes, giveaways, and tons more. The first ever WHFR record show will take place on the campus of Henry Ford Community College here in Dearborn. For admission prices, hours, directions, and more information, visit our website, WHFR.FM, or call the station at 313-845-9676. Forgive me if I worship final idols.
Throughout the land to host the Jump Button, home of dork cheek video game music and stuff on WHFR FM.
Rob. Rob with two B's. The Jump Button is awesome, his show is the best. Putting other radio shows to the test. He made his name playing songs from games. Now the web knows his name. With two B's. With Mr. Anderson, who lends a hand to him. They're a dynamic duo. The Jump Button is the best.
Jump Button is the best.
Radio show.
No one can stop him, but the FCC tries.
Rob's
a great he's quite a surprise. He's on from games and from anime and cartoons. What's his name? No! Rob with two B's. Check him out on the net. Are you ready to go? The Jump Button is the best. Let's go.
The show.
All of our radio belong to Rob. So kick off the chair and grease your hair because the show is about to begin.
The following show is entirely fictitious. Any similarity to the history of any person living or dead or any actual events is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Except where specifically noted otherwise in the cast and crew credits. All celebrity voices are impersonated and no celebrities have endorsed any aspect of this show. With that in mind, America, let us rise up against our celebrities and make fun of them.
One more time for the bass!
Now,